the emotional aspect always contributes. So you can have different schools of thought, but it really wouldn't matter. You know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Okay. Metaphysically speaking, it's always a belief system created and the body's responding to give you a message. Physically, you know, can end up very physical. Our bodies are affected. We do live in a physical body. It's very dense. It does get affected by things like lack of exercise, nutritional deficiencies, or genetic things. So it can, you know, I think the easiest route to go is it's both. But we do know for sure, and this is accepted even by science, nothing woo-woo, that emotion definitely contributes to pain. You know, they know that if you're stressed, it's harder for your body to heal. If you're emotionally distraught, your body doesn't heal, you don't feel as good. That's why meditation is so highly recommended, even by standard allopathic doctors. But what would be important to you is if you are correlating it when you get upset, why would you even doubt that?
And I really think metaphysically, I believe, for example, when it started off with the little stroke on the right side, it was, you know, I went to Memorial City Hospital, they did the whole thing, went to, they couldn't find nothing. There, it was like a random, you know, whatever happened, pop, pop in the head, and on the right side or whatever. I will tell you that I do a lot of EFT at home. And sometimes I can just be in bed and it's almost like I can't let go. I guess that just came to me now. Because I find myself, if I start feeling kind of angry or this and that, and I start tapping, like talking to my body, it goes away. But then something makes it kind of want to, I don't know.
So do we tap for general pain or do we tap for specific pain?
You really, you generally want to use the tapping more specifically. My style isn't so specific. But here's the thing that I consistently say over and over and over. Tapping's only half of it. Mm-hmm. You know, tapping will clear, like you're getting relief with tapping, but it's not preventing it from reoccurring. Where's the piece you could add in so it doesn't reoccur?
Yeah.
That's usually diet and exercise and meditation. Yeah, so tapping's clearing. You also want to be sure you're putting in. You know, you can't, I mean, you could if you were playing at that level of consciousness, you could create just with your mind. There are very few people, but they do it. But if that's not the reality you're playing in, then you want to be sure you're covering exercise, nutrition, and some way of keeping yourself in a healthy state. Whether it's yoga would be preventative, that would be adding in. Tapping's only clearing, so you're only clearing some of the symptoms, but now that it's already lodged in the body, you've got to take proactive right action for the body. Like, if you're going to use the example of weight loss, you could tap and tap and tap and you could clear all the emotional triggers that had you overeat, but you would still have to do something about the resisting weight on your body. Does that make sense? Or you could tap for anxiety of speaking. This is Gary Craig's example. And you can tap away the excessive anxiety of public speaking, but it's not going to make you a great speaker. You got to go learn how to do that.
Yeah, exactly. You have to work on that. Right?
So yes, emotions play a big part, but you're also in a physical body that has certain needs on earth. And you could one-up them consciously, but it would take a tremendous amount of focus. It's easier to just eat a little better and exercise.